subscribe to Donnie Houston Podcast, man.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a special guest today, man. We got a young cat, man. You know what I'm saying? He's been tanning up on the internet, doing his thing on TikTok and just, you know, all over social media, man. Building up his fan base, you know what I'm saying? And just doing his thing, man. And he's here today representing MSNOT. Yeah. What's going down, man?
What's going down, baby? Appreciate you for having me, man.
All right. What's the word, man? Shit.
Man, you know, I can't complain. I woke up today, you know what I'm saying? I just been chilling, vibing with my people. On the way over here, you know what I'm saying? Got feeling good, and now we're here. You know, it's been kind of a chill day this weekend. Very, very busy. I did a video shoot with D Green out there from Corpus. And my man Jordy was on the song with me. Well, I did a feature for him, and then he did a feature for me. So we did a video Fridays, and then Saturday the next one. And then Sunday I had that Day of Unity shit.
How was that?
It was cool, bro.
This is because this is your first time getting invited to something like that, I would imagine, right?
Nah.
It's not? You did it before?
The SPM one?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, my fault. I thought you meant like just a concert period.
No. I mean a Day of Unity, because this is SPM. This is,
yeah, for sure.
We talking about Mexican rappers.
Yeah, he be talking to me a lot, bro. He really fucking with me, bro. He got a lot of things that he want me to do, but, you know, we going to see how it play out.
Yeah. Well, you did you grow up on SPM? Was that like a big deal to go there and like, you know, do his show? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You grew up on him.
I don't get it twisted. I fuck with him. You know, especially because he Mexican and, you know, my Mexican's from Freeport and I'm from Bay City. But, you know, he was on them roads where we was, you know. So I fuck with him. And I definitely love his music. But I grew up jamming like the East Coast.
What type of shit? Like what?
Like Big L.
Yeah,
Eminem, 50 Cent, fucking Jay-Z, even new artists that are from the East Coast. I'm just so fascinated with the boom bap. I think that's why I can go to any other genre and shit on it, because I just had the lyricism down. And I'm from the South Side, so I for sure got some rhythm in me. That's why it's so fucking easy. I just shit on everything.
Okay, wait. That's interesting. Okay, so you gravitated to the lyricism, or was it the boom bap sound? Or both?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Yeah. A little bit of both, because I, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to like, what I was jamming to on the daily was some East Coast shit. Well, even Wu-Tang, I fuck with Method Man more. Method Man was hard. Red Man was hard too, but Method Man was crazy. Yeah. You know, and then you had ODB with the crazy energy, you know what I'm saying? I feel like all of those is just me, and I'm one kicking ass Power Ranger, you know what I'm saying?
Who putting you on this though? Because you only what? You were like 20, what? How old are you?
I'm 22.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, this is before your time. Like,
I had a homeboy named Furman. He was jamming that shit. We were the same age. I guess he had like a homeboy that put him on, and he was like, say, man, you need to check this motherfucker out, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's been history since then. I even fuck with Slick Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, not long ago. Yeah, you see where I'm at? Mm. I fuck with Cuz, and when it came to the South Side, I was everybody.
But you from Bay City?
Or yeah, I'm from Bay City.
Okay, so what you say when you mean the South Side?
Huh?
Bay City?
Yeah. Well, nah. I mean, yeah. I guess I can mean it in different ways. But what I mean now is Houston. Mm. When it came to Houston and artists, well, I guess Texas artists. You know me liking Texas artists. I fuck with Ghetto Boys.
Mm.
Scarface was for sure forever my favorite. Willie D was cool. Bushwick was cool.
What's your favorite Scarface song or album?
I loved it when they, after that beef shit they had, I think it was The Resurrection, when they did that Ghetto Boys and Girls. I think that was like, overall as a group, I fucked with them. But when it came to Scarface, I like that I like that smile he did with Pac. Or, I don't know, man. Motherfucker got a fuckload of shit. He a genius in my eyes.
Yeah, one of the goats for sure.
There's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they get butthurt when I don't know them and they expect me to know them, but I don't give a fuck. You breathe the same way I breathe. But if there's one motherfucker that would have me, like, Scarface.
Hmm.
Or Al Pacino, the real Scarface.
Hmm. That's what it is, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'd be like, bro, make my stick a snake. I gotta believe it, you know? Something, do something.
Hmm. So when did you actually yourself start getting into rap, like writing raps and all that?
I started rapping when I was like 4 years old, bro. I was watching my uncles rap, my uncle mom, my cousin Homer, Esco, all of them. They had a Kick Dough Click, and I was a Kick Dough kid, you know what I'm saying? They started that rap shit because of me, you know? Like, I remember my uncle would, like, write rhymes for me, and I'd go outside on the patio and go performing for my grandma, you know what I'm saying? I remember my mama, before my mom passed away when I was 8, so one time I tell the story about my real mama, you know, I was either 8 or below. And she would be watching 106 in Park. And I remember whoever would be rapping, if she was just in that mood, you know what I'm saying? She'd be like, V-Man. She'd call me, V-Man, get in here. I'd jump on the bed. She'd be holding my baby brother on the floor. And I'd be on the bed rapping over who was rapping on 106 in Park. You know what I'm saying? She getting ready to go out at night. My mama had me at a young age. So, you know what I'm saying? She still had the boogie in her. So, She doing whatever she doing, getting ready, asking us what high heels to wear, all this and that, and I enjoyed my mama, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had a cool ass time with her pimping ass. Hmm. She was a little player ass nigga. Fuck with her. She was gangster, bro. Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of stories about my mama, shit crazy. And then my daddy fucking crazy too. I had no good luck.
So you go live with your dad after your mom passed away, or they was
together?
Nah,
my dad was in prison. Yeah, my dad was in prison at the time, so I went to go. When my mama died, I lived with my dad's mama, which is my nanny. And when he got out, you know, he was doing this thing for a while, you know, just preparing to be a father, getting ready and shit. Lived with him. Things went how they went. Bounced back. And just been shitting on everything since then. Mm. In the easy summary, you know.
So when did you start like getting into this new era of like when you like, all right, I'm gonna start rapping, I'm on the internet with it, like when you start doing all that?
When Greg hit me up and was like, you need to, you know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't trying to manage me off the rip. He just saw like potential in me.
What were you doing for him to see you at the time?
I dropped a song called Plan C, and this dude named Roddy Rod was on there, and he had a cousin. And his cousin sent it to Greg and was like, check my cousin Roddy Rod out, you know what I'm saying? He was like, all right, he cool, who the Mexican? Hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it's been rocking out like that since then, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, how do you see, because you've been able to really use that to your advantage, you know what I'm saying, the TikToks and all that, like,
yeah.
How have you been able to see the difference from before you did that to now?
I mean, it's a huge difference. I don't know. It's like TikTok is like crack.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still trying to get into TikTok, bro. I got an account, but I don't never use it.
I got it, bro. But I got it just to watch it. And then my buddy Zach, shout out my man Zach. He was like, you need to do something with that. And I just started doing it, and boom. But I mean, I've always had some. I don't know. My family's always told me that I had some that just grab people.
Hmm. So the things you were listening to, is that like your influences as a rapper? The Big L's and the, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
I mean, but my music genre go everywhere. I love country music. I'm a country boy, you know what I'm saying? I love country music. I love classic rock. I love rap. I like a little alternative shit, not too much, just because I like always been in like an aggressive mood. So I always need some, you know what I'm saying, something right there behind me pushing. So I can't, you know, if it comes to any genre of music I like, you know, it's got to be an upbeat something, but it can be mellow as long as it's upbeat.
Yeah.
But yeah, Big L definitely was the biggest inspiration for sure. He was out rapping Jay-Z. He was out rapping Jay-Z, bro. What was that 98 freestyle he did?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's shitting on him. Don't get it twisted, though. Jay-Z,
okay, give me this, because this is interesting, bro. I can talk like that. I fuck with a young nigga who can get down on some shit like that.
Yeah, come on.
Give me your top five.
Top five, which one's Big L?
Just all time, just period. Who's your top
Fuck. It's just so many, man. So many. I was on TikTok. Somebody asked me, who would be a Texas Mount Rushmore?
Hmm.
So I'm gonna give you yours. Top five. Gotta say Big L. And even New School? Or,
whatever you want to do, whatever's your five.
Lil Wayne gotta be on the list. Lil Wayne gotta be Eminem. I'm gonna say it. Goat wise and starting trends and like they're a big part of this generation. Lil Wayne, Eminem, Kanye, and we gotta have Pac and Biggie. How many is that?
That's five.
Yeah, I think those were like the biggest inspirations.
You didn't mention Big Pun. How you feel about Big Pun?
Big Pun. Mm-hmm. He cool, bro. He definitely had a fat ass, you know, movement. But Big Pun wasn't something I was jamming growing up. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, Texas is still kind of on the rise. You know what I'm saying? East Coast and West Coast, those are the ones that, like, they're the prime. They're the ones that started this shit. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how I look at it. You know, because you had Pac and then Biggie. They're the ones that kind of, like, I don't know, who blew up rap? Because I know it wasn't the fucking, what's that, Sugar Hill? I mean, I know they were the first, but, like, who was the first to make it fucking cool? Pac. Everybody wanted to be a gangster rapper after Pac. 50 even said it. Everybody
it's generational, you know what I'm saying? It's generational because somebody would say NWA if I wanted to say who wanted to be a gangster rapper.
Fuck, yeah, I guess you're right.
You feel me?
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
But like you say, like Wayne, it's generational. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like you say,
Wayne has to be on there because he's been rapping since when?
Yes, he was like 14. Yeah,
went to rock, started wearing Vans and skating, came back to rap and still relevant. That's fucking hard. It's easy to become famous. It's hard to keep it. It's easy for me to hit a million on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Can I sell out a whole fucking arena though?
For how long?
You know, for how long? You see what I'm saying? That's the fucking badass part. At least what I think.
And that's what you aiming for in the game.
Yeah, bro. Everything I'm trying to do right now is organic. Every love that I get, every comment, every view that I get is it's all love, bro. Every once in a while I get a view, but it's because I'm hating that nigga just watching me. But other than that, bro, it's all love. They fucking with the mix and they want some more. That's why I just be giving them a little at a time.
What's OT? Is that your initials?
Nah, hell nah. So it's really OTV. My name is Virgil. Yeah. And it's OTV.
OTV?
OTV. And
so what's OTV?
OTV stands for On The Verge. Because people call me Verge. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And I was rapping one day and said something, even though I'm on the verge. And homeboy was like, bro, I like it because your name and all this and that. I was like, man, all right, cool. I ran with it. And then one day, you know, just meeting around with some people, my big homie was like, that shit ridiculous. I'm just finna call you OC. Fuck is OTV. And I was like, whatever, big bro.
Yeah, just that Mexican OT. Represent, you got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, represent for the Mexicans, man. You mess with Doe Man?
Who?
Doe Man. You know who Doe Man is?
I don't really be knowing a lot of people, bro. You know what I'm saying? I be with my people.
You know Peso.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who else are some younger guys out here kind of representing for the
Another one that I really fuck with. Like big, like well known, or kind of like on the come up.
Because I
got some hard Mexicans. I know some hard ass Mexicans. He's one of them right there. You know what I'm saying? Drody, Pollo, J Benzi, Rose, motherfucking Woo Woo and Rara. I know a bunch of them. You ain't gonna see no fucking eagle kicking with a chick and everybody I fuck with, boss ass motherfucker at a circle table. You see what I'm saying? And if they not, me being the boss ass motherfucker that I am, I'm gonna elevate you.
Man, what you think about when you see stuff like what Travis Scott is going through right now? Does that have an effect on how you approach shows and like?
Yeah,
think
it's
about
definitely scary. I mean, but when I say it's scary, I'm not looking at it as a point of view of me being in the crowd scary. Like I'm talking about, like I'm a rapper. I just had a show yesterday, and that bullshit just happened, right? The reason why it's scary to me is because now people are not going to fucking come and we losing money and, you know, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? Whatever bad can come out of that. It's like, fuck, bro. This shit fucks over, you know what I'm saying? People scared to come out. I don't want to bring their kids. My cousins almost didn't come out because my theas and them was like, well, like, fuck, bro. We don't want to get poked, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to have no demon run up on us. So, it's crazy as fuck. But it sucks for him because I'm sure, I'm sure he was probably just on stage rapping. You know what I'm saying? Not even paying attention. You know, he just focused on giving people a good show.
Well, anybody know when you perform, you can't really see for real anyway because the lights like this. It looked like, yeah, you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know, bro. I mean, fuck around. It really might fuck around and be him fucking around. But, you know, it might just be him like, damn, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't fucking see you. Like, I'm not God. I can't play. You know what I'm saying? I can't see.
I mean, 50,000 people, bro. You can't see everything going on.
Come on, man.
You got stage lights in your face, everything. You can't see what's going
on. But we're going to see how that play out.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? But I know that changes the game. You know what I'm saying? As far as for performances, like, moving forward. You know what I mean? For sure. For sure. All right. I'm cool.
Yeah, man. I want to thank you again for coming, having me come out, bro. Like I said, my man was fucking with you when I brought you up, you know, so it's cool, you know, you got your fan base going for sure.
Nah, my boy Fort Knox hit me up and he was like, man, I need you to check out this kid, man. You know, my boy Greg Gates got this guy, Mexican OT, man, if you can get him in. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, all right, you know what I'm saying, me and Fort Knox, shout out Fort Knox, you know what I'm saying, we got a great relationship.
Yeah.
And so, had you come through, man.
I give you my word, bro. I'm finna shit on everything, bro. Everything. Like, they not ready for a Mexican like me. Every Mexican that's out doing that thing, that's cool as fuck. Bo Bundy, Peso, Rich Greedy, Southside, whoever the fuck they are, it's cool as fuck. Keep doing you. But you better keep the fuck up, because I don't slow down. See what I'm saying? And, bro, God took his time on me, bro. I work too hard. It's inevitable for me to not be successful. You know what I'm saying? I bust my ass off. And I'm just too hard. I'm just too talented, bro.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. Well, man, you want to get your social media out before we get up out of here, man?
Yeah, definitely, man. Everything is that Mexican OT. That Mexican OT. Everything.
Already, that's what it is, man. It's Donnie Houston Podcast, that Mexican OT. Hey, man, we out of here.
Yeah, man, it's a whole lot of that. Peace.
Danny